Hey, welcome back to the Airburn Podcast. This is season 4, episode 3. When I first started the podcast, I just wanted to talk about life, my experiences. And every time I tell people about my podcast, I tell them it's about life. And that's the truth. It's about life, love, family, you name it. Etc., etc. And it's just gradually built itself up as I gradually progressed and went along. So, to continue the ending season, which is I and God, today's episode is called Celebrating. Because you should go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. And that speaks volumes to me because I recently celebrated my birthday, you know, and I celebrated with my family, of course. I couldn't celebrate on my day because I had to work and work the next day. But I was free later on that afternoon and everybody came over. And it felt like it was a big accomplishment for me because everything I've been through. And I know people watch my podcast. I'm like, oh dang, Prince been going through it. Or, hey, I'm glad to see him doing good. And people do pray on your downfall. And I know it's people that watch it. I'm like, oh, well, that's what he get. Yeah, all right. You can think that. But I know I've probably done some bad things in life, but I wouldn't say I deserve it, you know. My heart is, I have a big heart. That's why I love a lot. Like I love with everything in me. And I don't just say it for no reason. And I feel people take that lightly, of course, because love is a big thing. And I think with me, I probably won't share that much love with people, only my family or people I really hold close that's like family. Not too many people are going to get that unless it's like my actual person and stuff. That's different. Because some people don't even deserve that type of love. They don't deserve good people, honestly, when I really think about it. Some people are just out for themselves. At the end of the day. And so you got to look out for you. And like my bro told me, I didn't came too far. And I've been receiving a lot of blessings to let anybody distract me from the path that I'm on. Or get in the way to where I'm going. Or where I'm, the direction I'm already headed. So, I won't tolerate any BS. No nonsense, because I don't have time for that. And I don't, won't allow anybody in my life that's gonna, you know, jump to conclusions or have this already assumption of me or any bad idea of me based off some past reaction. So, definitely not. I don't want to be around people like that, because that's, and then people tolerate you in that because they're like, oh, well, he did this, so. So I know he's gonna react like this. So they tolerate you into an extent and have you around just because they need you. But they're afraid to say that they need you, because nobody is gonna go the extra mile that how you have. Like, you know, that's why I don't really help people like that, because, you know, nobody's. The true people is going to be there for you when they be there for you. You can't always count on somebody if you help them. Like, but think about this. When you're helping somebody, are they going to be there for you like you're being there for them? Times out of 10, absolutely not. You can't expect you from everyone else at all. That's simple as plain as day. Like, there's no way around it. The things you do for people, you can't expect that in return. Not everybody's like you. Nobody does the things that you do. Not everybody does things wholeheartedly anymore. And I probably sound old, but probably with this generation, like, some people weren't raised right, and some people just, like, they're not used to that at all. So it really comes up with your upbringing. And some people was raised right, they don't go by things justly or righteously. They don't. Not everybody's doing what they need to do. But you just gotta, no matter how anybody else treats you, or even if you don't get the stuff in return, just know that you did like what you felt like you needed to do. You was there for somebody as much as you could be. So you'll get your blessings in return at the end of the day. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can take away what you did do. Cause it was real. Like, ain't faking the funk. I said I'm gonna be there for somebody, I'm gonna be there for them. That's how it is. I know how I was raised and stuff. So, like, we really show up for our people. So people might not be used to that, but oh well. Like, I can't prove something to somebody that's not trying to see. Like, I don't know what people are looking for, or people expectations. Maybe they're expecting failure, so they don't get their hopes up. But it is what it is. Like, I can't change nobody's mind. Can't force nobody to see anything. And then seeing is believing. But, like, if you don't believe, like, And then when things start even happening for me even more, I want to, like, do you believe now? Like, so anybody that fumbled me, don't try to pick the ball up. You let me down. And somebody picked me back up. So, and don't try to get an interception, none of that. Like, it's over. Like, sometimes I feel like I regret a lot of things because, man, I did so much, like, for people. It's crazy. Like, people would not do that for me. But my family probably would, like, legit. Like, I really believe that. Like, it wouldn't be being away and stuff. Like, regardless, you have that unconditional love. And some people, they're so used to conditional love. So, like, you even being there for somebody, like, oh, well, they're going to expect this in return. No. I didn't ask for anything in return at all. Like, it's crazy. Am I deserving of, like, a conversation or anything? Absolutely. Some people can't even tell me happy birthday. That boggles my mind. Like, okay. And, like, people take birthdays lightly. Like, you just, like, you celebrating your life. Like, some people, like, it can't be, they're not alive right now. So, like, you should be happy that somebody is alive regardless, especially if you know them, like, you got, like, a close relationship with them or something, some form of the matter. You should be like, hey, oh, I'm happy for you. Like, that's some real stuff. But people take things as a joke and they just play with you. And I say play with you, like, or I say don't play with me, because, like, and that's not even me saying I'm gonna do something to somebody. It's just, like, I'd rather not even be played with. I'm not interested in those. I know I play video games, but I'm not interested in those games. Like, be straight up with me. Like, for real. I'm tired of going through life with, like, that and stuff. Like, be honest. Be honest. That truth is going to come out eventually. I have a great intuition. And like people try to lie and think they're so good at it. No. We know. Like, we know what's going on. Like people make excuses and stuff, or they try to get you to accept some idea or whatever story they're trying to portray in your head. But it's not what it is. Most likely, it is what you think it is and stuff. So, everybody is going through this journey called life. And we got to do better. Like, everybody. They have to do better. Even the people that feel say they doing good in the world, you should do it just because. Like, a lot of people expect things in return. They do things, they expect things in return. And, like, sometimes should you, like, get something in return? Like, it depends on what it is. Like, should people pay you back? Absolutely. Like, you don't know what somebody else is going through. They sitting there doing stuff for you. Like, that shouldn't take a blind eye or take a back seat. Like, oh, yeah, that's nothing. Like, no, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And for somebody even to take it lightly, it kind of shows what type of person you are. It shows exactly who you are. It shows what type of heart you have and what type of intentions you have. Like, I'm not even going that because I might slip up and curse. And I said I won't curse up here. So, yeah. But, man, don't be afraid to celebrate people, because you got to give people their flowers. Like, uplift them. Show them that you love them. Not just saying it. Show them. And I'm big on love. Like, man, I was ready to drive somewhere and show somebody that I love them. Nah. And you just crazy. The real crazy thing about it, I know the state that the person's in. Don't even know location of that. So, you know how stupid that is? That's dumb. That's, you know, that's dumb as, you know, but like, that's crazy to me. Like, so like, that's just show like, oh, wow. Somebody really loved me. They just like, what the heck? Like, I don't know. I tell you, I love movies and stuff. I feel like that's some movie stuff. Like, that's a big dedication or declaration of your love for somebody. You show up and like, hey, like, because you want to see somebody, whatever, you want to talk, whatever, hug them, whatever, because you just want to see that person. People don't do stuff like that anymore. And that sounds crazy. That sounds really crazy. It sounds as dumb and crazy. So, like, not too many people going to get that stuff out of me, like, legit, like, unless they're really deserving of it, like, honestly. Because I know what I expect. And I should get that in return. But, of course, you can't expect you from everybody. I'm going to keep saying that because you don't. You're not supposed to. You set yourself up for failure because not any one person is the same. Not everybody thinks the same. Not everybody loves the same. That's why so many love languages. And, of course, you can love somebody the wrong way. I spoke on that before. And make sure your heart, mind, and soul, and body is aligned with everything that you trying to accomplish. Everything down to love, family, career, whatever job you're trying to work at the time to get to your career. It's stepping stones to this. And like people say, it's levels to this. Yeah, it's levels to everything. And I mean, I think it's levels to stupidity too, but you know, people still climbing that ladder, but it is what it is. A lot of people do dumb stuff. And people do dumb stuff for love. So, hey, I'm on that ladder with you. But I don't know. Whatever's for you is going to be for you regardless. You wouldn't have to work too hard for it. Now, it's not going to be easy, of course, but you're not going to have to work too hard for it. like it's gonna be for you and just for you, just like the hair products back in the day, just for me. Like it's gonna be just for you. Like nobody can take that away. Nobody's gonna be able to get in the way of it. Like you not gonna mess it up. You gonna know. Like finally, you know what I'm saying. So. It's an at last type of love, but whenever that moment comes, don't blow it, of course. Like, cherish it. It's like you winning the lottery. You finally get the person you want. You finally get the career you want. You're living. That's when you're really, truly living your best life for you. You, every goal is achieved, fulfilling from finally, and it's fulfilled. So, don't let somebody else's mistakes on you make the same mistakes with another person. You got to grow and heal, move forward. Your blessings are coming. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can step in the way of your purpose. Because what is meant for you is for you. Nobody can steal it. Nobody can coerce it. Lead it astray. Lead it from you. It's going to be for you. Regardless what anybody says, what anybody thinks. You keep moving forward. Things are going to happen for you. Like, you got to put in the work, of course, with yourself. You, like, if you don't love yourself, these type of things are not going to happen for you. You don't put in effort, these things are not going to happen for you. Like, if you just give up so easily, these things are not going to happen for you. Like, for me, for example, of course, I didn't talk about plenty of times about the person I love and stuff like that. And I talked about it briefly in this very episode. But, you know, what is for me is going to be for me. Now, I don't take things for granted. And I won't allow anybody to take me for granted, especially anything that I do. If people cannot communicate, there's nothing there. Communication is a big part of any relationship. So if you're talking to a brick wall, it's like, what is the point? What is the point of trying for something that's probably not even there? Like, in your mind, you feel like something's still there. Because you believe in magic. You have this great imagination. And I'm talking to myself. You have this great imagination. But it's time to open your eyes. Because in some cases, things are not like that. So you got to call a spade a spade. Like, it's time to move forward. Probably not backwards. So it's going to hurt, you know, because if you got a big heart and you really love like that, then it's going to have that type of reaction. But don't allow things like that to change you. Don't allow it to change you. Because you're going to end up going down the dark path. Like they say, you die a hero and you live alone, become the villain. Don't become a villain. Like, do not start this villain arc. Because you, you're not about that life. You're not about that life. So go through life justly, righteously, truthfully, and honestly. and move with your whole heart and do things wholeheartedly, not just because you want something in return. Because some people might think that you do, but you don't. A lot of us do things out of love, but it is what it is. Move forward. You know, this has been the Airburn Podcast. Check me out on YouTube, Air Gaming, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. Clothing business, Air Designs. Check out the Blurred Beyond Podcast as well. We got great things. Check us out on the radio on WRDB Media. Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. on the TuneIn app. That's very important. But y'all be blessed. Don't let nobody take you for granted.